Parliament approves bill to introduce flexi-work arrangements and Customs Act amended. You're inside House Matters. Do stay with us. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed the Employment Flexible Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act, paving the way for the introduction of flexible working time. Flexi-work arrangement is intended to increase employment opportunities, enhance productivity, and afford workers the opportunity to better structure their lives through a flexible employee-employer work agreement. Making his contribution to the debate on the bill, State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, expressed support for the legislation. He says the legislation affords a number of variables that employers and employees can agree to.
One such is a compressed week, where the worker can complete a work week in 3.5 days to 4 days. It means that frees up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for anybody who wants to worship during those periods.
Minister Brown adds that with the compressed work week, workers can observe their religious day of worship without fear of reprisal. Opposition Member of Parliament for North East St. Andrew, Delroy Chuck, also welcomed the passage of the legislation. He notes that if properly implemented, it could lead to increased employment opportunities. Mr. Chuck further argued that the government should implement the provisions of the Act within the civil service.
The first place they should start is in the various agencies that collect taxes, fees, and whatever duties that need to be paid. Put in place this flexi time and make provisions so that these collector of taxes can be opened not at 4 o'clock in the evening, but they might be able to go to 6 and 8 o'clock in the night.
Closing the debate, Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kelly said the ministry will be intensifying its public education program. He emphasized that it is important that workers and employers are cognizant of their rights under the legislation and that everyone appreciates that their freedom to negotiate is essential to the overall success of flexi work. Mr. Kelly further informed that the Jamaica Information Service, the JIS, has been contracted to undertake further public education on the ministry's behalf through the use of the print and electronic media. The ministry will also ensure that labor officers throughout the island are further sensitized to the new modality under flexi work. The bill will be sent to the Senate for its approval. And legislation aimed at implementing a new system to fast-track the movement of goods through the ports was also approved in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Customs Amendment Act, which was passed with two changes, was piloted by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. The bill will facilitate the introduction of an electronic system for the submission of advanced cargo and passenger manifest information to accommodate the implementation and use of an integrated customs management system at the Jamaica Customs Agency. The legislation will also provide for matters connected with the administration and operation of the system.
Currently, I think all would agree that customs is still burdened by complicated and burdensome bureaucratic procedures which involve the massive use and generation of paper and paper records, and that this has a negative effect on the efficiency of the operations of the organization.
Dr. Phillips informed that Cabinet approved the implementation of an electronic communication system for dealing with customs matters based on the latest version of the Automated System for Customs Data, ASICUDA. He explains that in order to implement the new electronic system, substantial amendments had to be made to the Customs Act, as the law is outdated. The ASICUDA system is being implemented at a cost of $4 million and is expected to speed up operations at the ports by fully automating export and import transactions. The bill will be sent to the Senate for its approval. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.